microphone seems not to be on.
Merci, Monsieur.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I would like to begin by congratulating you on your election to the chair of this MSP 2018 of the BWC. And we wish you every possible success as you undertake the work of the chair. I wish also to extend congratulations to Mr. Daniel Freaks. He is very dedicated to the work he does at the helm of the ISU. And that work has certainly made it easier for all of us to participate in this very important meeting. Chair, the government of Haiti has always considered disarmament to be an important element within the work done by the international community. It's vital for the maintenance of peace and international security. International conventions, recommendations, general principles, as upheld by the General Assembly and the Security Council on disarmament issues, and other instruments that are agreed upon between states, all of these things testify to the goodwill that exists on the part of many governments. Collective action against the proliferation of WMDs. This is very important for Haiti, and we have ratified many international treaties and conventions on disarmament. For instance, the 1948 Treaty on Non-Proliferation, also the Total Test Ban Treaty, and the Convention on the Prohibition of the development, production, and stockpiling of chemical weapons. Similarly, when we think about efforts to combat international terrorism, we're aware of the importance of this also. And in accordance with implementation of Resolution 1540 from the Security Council, we submitted our report as required in October 2016. We affirmed loud and clear that the government of Haiti does not possess and has no intention of ever possessing weapons of mass destruction. We have never authorized and do never intend to authorize the transport, passage, use, or development within its territory or within its territorial waters of weapons of mass destruction. Chair, the government of Haiti has already decided to ratify the Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, and Stockpiling of Bacteriological, Biological, and Toxin Weapons and on their destruction. A draft decree of ratification for the BWC has been submitted to our Parliament, and indeed it has been before Parliament for more than 3 years. In explaining why we did this, the government put forward a whole arsenal of arguments that we all agree as being arguments that could encourage the members of our parliament to support our efforts in this area. We wish, therefore, to maintain a campaign towards the adoption of the decree that I have referred to. And that being so, in Port-au-Prince, on the 22nd and 23rd of March this year, we organized a workshop to focus on universalization of the convention. Our Minister of Foreign Affairs, His Excellency Mr. Rodriguez, chaired the opening ceremony and indicated the great importance our government attaches to ratification of the convention as quickly as possible. In the course of that seminar, ministers and institutions were able to get information about ratification of this convention, and we heard from CARICOM and also from Parliamentarian Action, as well as from the convention itself. There were legal statements that were given on a number of issues, including legislation, biological threats, security issues when it comes to biological weapons and toxins, risk management, and dual-use products. We were able, at this time, to ensure that Mr. Fiechs from our ISU and Madame Izard were able to meet members of our government and parliament. And we feel that we really were able to mobilize a lot of efforts with a view to achieving ratification. Recently, the ratification process has been slowed down by the political crisis that has hit the country in recent months. But we do nonetheless believe that it is a goal that is certainly shared by all parties in Haiti, and we hope it's a goal that might be achieved, most likely in the first